This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 17th. Well, the wheat markets yesterday pulling back along with the rest of the grain space. In fact, corn and beans leading the way lower after they led the way higher the previous day. So we're getting some pretty choppy price action. The wheat market stalling at a small trading range that has developed over the last couple weeks. At the top end of that range, the market's finding some notable selling. And it looks like we're going to get more of a pullback, probably to test the low end of that range, which is likely another dime lower from where we are. And right now, this morning, we're sitting about six lower on the winter wheats. Minneapolis is only down one. Beans and corn are also down one. So it's continuing to see just a bit more pullback. But I think what's worth noting here is what's going on in Russia. Their prices have continued to ratchet higher, which is underpinning world prices and making hard red winter wheat out of the Gulf, and soft red for that matter, for the different qualities, competitive with the rest of the world, at least on a FOB basis. The Russian exports so far this marketing year, starting July 1 through October, are sitting at a record 17.4 million tons. That's up 32% over last year, where they had a massive crop. So once the government there, here about a month ago, well, a couple months ago now, started talking about restricting exports and slowing things down to try to get a better handle on how much was leaving the country, the exporters really stepped up. So it wasn't like all of a sudden there was a drop in exports. They stepped up and were as aggressive as they could be before these restrictions took place. So they're sitting at a record pace, even with a crop that is notably lower than last year. They're already having trouble originating quality wheat. They've had numerous complaints about what's already been delivered. This is another one of the reasons why the government is stepping up inspections, is to monitor the quality leaving the ports. But it's also their way of keeping very close tabs on how much is leaving. Interior prices are soaring. Bread prices are soaring. So the government doesn't want to have food prices get out of control. At the same time, this is a big cash cow for them, exporting wheat. They want to be a player in the world market, and clearly they are. They set world price, so they want to maintain as much market share as they can, and they'll go as long as they can. Anywhere from 25 to 30 million tons is where they're at. You know, they're saying 30, most of the trade still is around 25, and again, right now they're at 17.4 through the end of October. FOB offers for November delivery at 234 for spot sales. December carries a $7 carry, so we're sitting at 241 FOB offers for December delivery. That's up 6% since early September. So it's the rally in Russian prices are basically a result of tightening supplies there, and primarily of quality wheat that are tightening supplies. That's why we've seen Minneapolis try to maintain its leadership in the wheat space. Yesterday was not the case, but here this morning, both the winter wheats are down six. Minneapolis is only down one. I think the quality wheat really is going to be the driver here. In general, tight supplies of wheat worldwide are going to be supportive of the whole wheat complex. But I think Minneapolis will be able to kind of distance itself even more from the winter wheats. In general, though, it's just clear that the wheat space around the world is in a tightening situation from a supply perspective. Demand remains strong. Demand continues to increase year to year. And quality wheat, again, is going to be the driver here. So I think it's just a matter of time before you see the demand really start to hone in coming to the United States. Europe is not going to be able to deliver the high quality wheat that they rarely do anyway, but their stocks are very tight. Australia's not going to be able to supply much of its market share in Southeast Asia, so that's clearly supportive for the Chicago market. Argentina's run into some production problems as well, and they're sitting at about 18 million tons projected. A harvest will start for them fairly soon. It's a big crop for them, but it looks like Brazil, with their quality issues, will probably buy much of what Australia has available for export. So we don't expect to see a lot of competition coming from Argentina. This opens the doors wide open for U.S. exports. It's going to take some time for us to get there, but we're quickly approaching that season where we would be much more competitive from a world basis. We're also looking at El Nino developing in the southern equatorial Pacific. So that's going to hurt Australian production. It's not really not going to affect wheat. It's already a bust there. But for their summer crops, it certainly could add to their problems. We're seeing very tight supplies of small grain feed, oats, barley around the world. We've been monitoring this for quite some time. That's going to cut even more into world supplies if Australia runs into problems in their spring crops. So there's a lot going on. Weather-wise, it's still dry in Russia and Europe, above normal temperatures across most of Europe, really hampering their winter grain seeding and establishment. So we're, you know, this could extend much beyond this marketing year if this dryness continues. Neither one of the European or the Black Sea region, which is a huge region, is going to be, their winter grains are going to not be well established before they head into winter. So, you know, a lot depends on spring weather, obviously, and that's going to be a major player in the grain complex next spring. For the United States, kind of a different story. We're having trouble getting wheat planted because of too much water in the Central Plains and the Northern Plains. So we were expecting to see an increase in wheat plantings. At this point, I think it would be a win if we were steady with last year. So this changes the dynamics. You know, a rally, it's been about a dollar rally in wheat since last year at this time, and that would encourage more plantings, but the weather has not really accommodated that. If those plantings do get in, they'll be late, obviously, and not well established before winter. So a lot of stuff to keep in mind. It's a bullish market even as we sit without the weather problems for the new winter wheat crop. And it's just a matter of time before we see the demand really come to the United States. I think Minneapolis will be the leader, but I don't think Kansas City and Chicago will be far behind, especially with the production problems out of Australia. That will continue to support the Chicago market. And we're seeing that. We've seen efforts for Kansas City to distance from Chicago, but then Chicago comes right back. That spread really has not been able to move very much. So I think you're safe kind of being in any one of these markets. Ultimately, Kansas City probably will move away from Chicago, but for the markets that would have gone to Australia, they're going to come to the United States soft red. That will support Chicago wheat at least for the next couple months, I think. So the spread, Kansas City versus Chicago or Minneapolis versus Chicago, I think ultimately will work, but it'd be more of a late winter, early spring type of market for those to really stretch their wings. And spring wheat trying to buy more acres, and it just depends on what the acres report will give us in January. So that wraps it up for the wheat commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.